This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes does it again! It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field, it's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires, swing and a miss, Frank Lee, it's over!
What's up? Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is episode 208. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. Find us on YouTube on the WEEI channel where you can subscribe there and find the Play Tessie playlist where it has all our episodes. You can hit the thumbs up. And then as always, you can find us on the socials on at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You'll find a lot of clips from this interview and all our interviews of the past. Our producer Joe Braverman has been doing an awesome job producing those clips, and they've all come out so good, and don't miss them. Follow us on all those social platforms to get those clips. Here we go. This is a good interview. It's Marcelo Meyer, one of the top prospects in the Red Sox organization, former fourth overall pick. This is a guy who's been in he was drafted out of high school, so it kind of, you know, feels like he's been a top prospect for a long time. And I think a lot of people get prospect fatigue, but this is a guy that has not floundered at all. Like, he has been a top prospect for a reason. He is still a top prospect. He's in the midst of one of his better stretches in minor league ball. The power is there. He's been playing really well. If the Red Sox middle infield didn't have such stable forces in it, Maybe he would be in the majors right now, and maybe we'll talk about that a little bit post-interview, but really excited. Marcelo is a good friend of the program. We love chatting with him. So we're excited to show you guys this interview, but anything from you guys, Sammy and Pat, before we just go right into that interview?
No, just always a pleasure speaking with Marcelo. He's been great to us. We always appreciate the time, and I think people will enjoy this one.
Yeah. It's always great sitting down with Marcelo. It was funny how it kind of came about, because we'd asked him a couple days before and he was not committal, but he's like, I'll let you guys know.
I have time.
And then he just came up. He's like, all right, what do you boys got? You want to cook real quick?
Yeah. Let's do
it. What do you got for me?
Yeah. So he's a cool guy. I love talking with Marcelo, and excited to be able to see him on a more regular basis when he is up this year. It's going to happen. But for now, this interview will do, and we'll catch you guys on the other side of it. So here's our interview with Red Sox top prospect, Marcelo Meyer. All right, we're here with Red Sox prospect, Marcelo Meyer. Marcelo, first things first, you didn't cut the hair this year. Why?
Well, it's definitely not a yearly thing for me to cut my hair. Last year, I think it was just like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I'm glad I have it in the back pocket for when I get old. I know what I look like, you know? But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely keeping my hair long for as long as I could.
When do you get to the point where you got to cut it? Like, do you, because I mean, it's a good length right now. I feel like it's always this length.
Yeah, I mean, I get trim ups. The thing is, I'm super picky about my hairstylist, so I haven't really found one here that, you know, I'm comfortable with. So maybe when I get up to Boston, I'll try to find one.
Gotta be careful though, it's freaking cold. You don't want to cut it too early.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It definitely needs a little bit of a trim right now. It's all over the place.
Nah, it looks good.
Thanks.
So for a young guy like you, to have Alex Bregman around, what's that been like? What have you learned?
He's the man, dude. I mean, he's just the way he goes about his business. He's the ultimate competitor. Obviously, you know, he has the rings to show for it. So he knows what it takes to win. Just from day one, the way that he went about his business, communicating with everyone. I'm sure you guys know this, but he sat down with us for like an hour and a half the first day he was there and, you know, just talked baseball, wanted to get to know us. He's the type of guy that's going to go and look at data from 10 other players, see you the next day and talk to you for an hour about it. So, you know, those types of players don't come around clubhouses that often. So for him to be here, it's super huge.
So when you got up to Portland last year, we gifted you the flannel. You wear it every day. I know, bringing it to Mexico.
Yeah.
When you come up to Boston, we have to think of something to give you that is Boston topical. What comes to mind in terms of gift?
For clothing?
Yeah, like clothing, anything. What do you think we're getting?
It could be a Dunks koozie for all I care.
You guys know what you're getting me, or is this like a...
No, we're just brainstorming.
General interest.
Well, I mean, I'm from San Diego, so I don't have many items that are like thick. So like a puffer. Like, I don't own a puffer. I know you probably need that when it's cold in Boston.
Big time. You'll need it for a while.
Any puffer will do.
I mean, just let's keep it a little classy. Let's keep it like black, you know, navy blue. Or I'll take whatever. I mean, I might not wear it.
We got you.
Come on. We'll cook up something.
Yeah.
All right.
We cooked up a great gift last year. We have to top it.
Yeah. I mean, I wore that every single day of the off season. Yeah. So.
I mean, I knew you would.
You're constantly talking about the flannel.
Yeah.
It's your thing. Perfect weather down here for it.
I mean, you wanted it to be the home run celebration in Portland really badly, but you just couldn't get the support. But we appreciate that, you know, you took that on and you gave us that support.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. On to the good stuff here. Okay. You ready? What besides baseball do you consider yourself an expert in?
Huh. Let me think about this.
And besides flannels.
Yeah. Soccer.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me something I don't know.
I grew up playing soccer, so like my whole life, all my buddies, you know, that's pretty much all we do when I'm back home. We play a lot of soccer. So that was really like the sport that I grew up loving, and I still do to this day. I'm a big Barcelona fan.
Yeah.
Were
you a striker?
I was a striker, yeah.
Yeah. I can tell.
I wore the headband with the long hair.
Yeah.
All right. Give me your most controversial food take, a hot take about food.
Well, I hate olives, so anything with olives, get that out of my face.
Good.
Hate olives. I'm all in on Hawaiian pizza. Mm. I mean, I could arguably remove the ham and just eat a pineapple on pizza. It's that good to me.
Yeah, I think people are too much with like, pineapple doesn't go on pizza. It's a little dramatic. Yeah. It's fine.
And I'm like, I'm Mexican, so obviously I love hot sauce. So I throw hot sauce on everything.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't fans of that.
Who just had a whole hot sauce thing? Is that what Hauk did? Was that hot sauce?
Maybe.
Do I have that right?
Yeah. He got the Pepper Palace sponsorship.
Oh my God, Pepper Palace.
Sponsor.
My parents were home. I mean, in Florida a few days ago, they just left. And when my parents come to visit, they bring me like a care package of like Mexican goodies, which is a lot of spicy food. You know, it's a lot of spicy sweet treats, all that stuff like that. So I end up bringing some like spicy dried up mangoes home, and I have Roman try it. And you would have thought he like almost died the way that he bit into it. He was so spiced out.
I didn't even know they made that spicy.
Yeah. We put spice on everything.
We've been eating dried mangoes all week.
The entire
week. What do you think of the candy with the like spice on it? I feel like that's
tahini on it.
Yeah, like that's like my.
I'm all in on that.
You like it?
Are you talking about like the pepper gummies? Like the gummies that are shaped like peppers, and then they're way spicier than you think. Like those.
That's not really spicy. You know?
No, it's like a little kick.
Yeah,
not that spicy.
No, I'm all in on that.
That's one thing.
I need a little kick with my food.
We're super lacking in New England with Mexican food. Like that, we're way behind.
Yeah.
Oh.
Burrow bar.
Speaking
okay.
of Mexican food, you want to hear Rich Fitz hot take for food?
Oh yeah, this is
Moe's
scary.
Queso on chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, he's just saying that to stir the pot. Man. Come on.
Well, he said it happened accidentally.
There's no way he actually liked it.
Yeah, he said he spilled, loved it. He ate it, and he was like, it's not.
He was like,
he's
never looked.
I mean, that's a Richard Fitz thing to say. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, Ryan,
that's a crazy one.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Last question for you. Have you seen The Town?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're robbing Fenway. You get to pick
three. Sick movie, by the way.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Sick movie.
Great movie. Three teammates or anyone in the organization to rob Fenway with you and a getaway driver. Who are you picking and why?
So three teammates and a getaway driver?
Yep.
Not including myself, right?
Not including yourself. Like three additional and the driver.
Who would the driver be? I'm going to go Romy Gonzalez as the driver because he has like a sick Corvette and I'm sure he drives that thing really fast.
Damn.
You know? And then, who's like someone who's super smart? We need someone doing like all like the tactics and stuff like that.
It could also be like staffers, coaches.
Yeah, I'm thinking staff. I'm definitely thinking staff. Okay. I'm going to go Dylan Lawson.
Ooh, yes.
Lawson's in the group. Not really as a tactician, but he's a dog. You know, like, he's going to set the tone. And then I'll go Yoshida.
Yeah?
Why Yoshida?
Just because he's funny as hell.
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure if that's who you want with when you're robbing Fenway Park.
Keep it lighthearted.
But just for the story, it'll be a good time with Yoshi. And then one more. Let's see. Just like, I'll go Trev. He's from Texas. I'm sure he's shot a few guns in his lifetime. That's probably what they do over there. So yeah, we need a shooter. So I'm going Trev.
Just in case.
Yeah.
In case things go wrong, you know.
Yeah.
He shoots, you get away.
Yeah.
In Romy's car.
Trev is unloading the clip. Yoshida laughing in the corner.
All right, Marcel, we appreciate it, man.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
And thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, big shout out to Red Sox prospect Marcelo Meyer for jumping on with the boys on Play Tessie. We always love talking with Marcelo. That interview you just listened to was from spring training. As we record this right now, we were actually down in Worcester. We saw him, talk to him again today, caught up a little bit, not recorded, but he's in a good spot. He's playing good baseball. That interview, I feel like, was good. I liked hearing him talk about Alex Bregman, and he talked about it a lot this spring, and you know, obviously he hasn't talked about it since because they haven't been together. Marcel's been in AAA. Bregman's been smashing in the big leagues. But it makes me feel good knowing that that stabilizing force is there. When Marcelo does get the call, he's going to have that guy to talk to with whatever he needs, whether it be on the field stuff or off the field stuff. Because as you know, Bregman bought all those guys' suits. It's good to know that that guy is going to be there. And eventually we'll have to start talking about those Alex Bregman long-term deal talk. Like, we'll have to talk that at some point this year. But for now, I feel comfortable knowing that when Marcelo comes up, that guy's going to be there for him.
Yeah, Trevor Story too. I think it's with the Story Camp and everything helpful. He'll be surrounded, actually. If he's playing shortstop, he'll have Bregman on his right, Story on his left. If not, he'll just have both of them to his right. But I like that interview. I do have one big fear. I have one big fear about Marcelo in Boston.
What's that?
He loves Mexican food, and we do not have a good Mexican food scene in Boston. It is very lacking, and I have firsthand experience. I lived on the West Coast for multiple years. Way better. Way, way, way better. So I think this is the second time. I know we talked more about candy with him in this episode, but I think this is the second time we've spoken about Mexican food with Marcelo Meyer. So if you're a restaurateur listening to Play Tessie, that's a big part of our demographic, big restaurateur podcast, please invest in some authentic Mexican food. Not Tex-Mex, like real Mexican food because we are so lacking, and it is the friggin' best. Mexican food rocks. I could eat that every day. So, and then I said to Meyer, I don't even remember if I said it in the interview or off camera, but I was like, hey, just so you know, don't expect too much. We've heard how much you like Mexican food. Don't expect too much. Maybe wait until you're on the road to get that. But it's pretty much just like Burro Bar is pretty good in Brighton or Brookline or Brighton, wherever it is. And then Painted Burro in Cambridge is good. Other than that, Anna's Taqueria, it's okay. But yeah, we need to step up the Mexican food game here in Massachusetts.
Yeah. I think the most exciting thing for when Marcelo does come up, honestly, is he's the total opposite of Campbell. Campbell was drafted, flew through the minors, and all of a sudden he's a major leaguer. Marcelo's known these guys for years. He knows everybody. Like, him coming up it's obviously going to be an adjustment, but it's not going to be some like shock to the system. He knows all these guys. He's been in the organization for years, and it's going to, like, he's just the guy that I don't think is going to be one of those, like a Jackson Holliday, who's kind of overwhelmed getting to the majors. He's ready for it. He knows all these guys. He's been in the org for years and years, and I'm excited for whenever he does get up here.
I thought you were about to say Campbell's the opposite of Marcelo Meyer. He hates Mexican food.
No,
hates it. No. Hates it. Doesn't like anything spicy.
But Marcelo, he screams big leaguer today. Like, the dude looks like a big leaguer, acts like a big leaguer, plays like a guy that's ready for the big leagues. I don't know when it's going to happen. We had a brief discussion on our last episode about, like, this offense is struggling. It's like, when do you take those kids in AAA or Masataka Yoshida and figure out a way to get them in there? With Marcelo, I feel like the fit, I don't know. I mean, it depends on who you ask, because there's going to be some people who want him at first. There's going to be some, Sammy, your theory, which was put Christian Campbell at first and then find Meyer up there. If that's the plan, then the fit is there. If they're unwilling to put Marcelo, which, it again, does not sound like either from the Red Sox end or Marcelo's end that is happening. If they're not willing to put him at first and they're not willing to put Christian Campbell at first, the path there is kind of murky. It's like, how does it happen? Again, I think if your offense struggles and you got a kid that can light a fire and spark a team, I think you do it. I think we're not at that point where you have to do it yet, but I think we could get to that point. Right now, today, if you guys had to guess a month where we will see Marcelo Meyer in the majors, let's say screw it, injuries included. So if you think Story's going down in June, you can say June. When do you think, what month do you think we will see Marcelo Meyer in the majors?
I have to check something.
I got it.
You gave a take before the season. Is that what you're checking on?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Don't look at that take. Don't look at it.
I'm going
top
June.
Of your dome. June, Pat,
I'm going June, yeah. Yeah, I'm going June, whether that be as a result of the first base shuffle or Campbell moving to outfield full-time or Story kind of fizzling out or an injury. I think June's pretty realistic. It gives him two full months in the minors, get his timing, make sure he's healthy, all that, and I think he's up in June.
Come on, Sam.
Okay, I got to take. I think you guys are going to hate this, but this is how I feel. I think he comes up very early August because the Red Sox will be on the West Coast, but not only on the West Coast, they'll be in San Diego, and he's kind of sort of from the area. So I think they're going to ease him in. They did this with Devers in Seattle. They did this with Benintendi in Seattle. Yep. There's another guy they brought up on the West Coast that I'm blanking on right now. Maybe it's Swihart. I don't know, but they like to do this. Bring up guys on a road trip away from Fenway, ease in. West Coast, way more chill setting than East, especially San Diego. These guys are good fan base, but are they even watching for half the game? They're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful around us. There's so much to do here. Oh, right, there's a baseball game. Way easier environment to play in. Meyer's used to it as well. Like I said, he's from kind of sort of the area, Chula Vista. I don't really know how far that is from San Diego. I think they do that. Then he plays in Houston, and then he comes back to Boston. He's had two series under his belt at that point. Ease him in as much as you can and he gets about 2 months of Major League Baseball. You keep that service time. He gets a large cup of coffee. I think that's good. I think that's what's going to happen. If it were up to me, I would, like you just mentioned, Gordo, I would move Christian Campbell to first base, call up Marcelo Meyer for Tuesday. What is it? May 6th, that would be. So yesterday, if you're listening on drop day, that's what I would do. But I think it's going to be August.
For me, I think he gets, I'm going to go with Pat here and say, I think he gets called up in June just because I find it hard to imagine. And granted, these things have held together for now, but for Marcelo Meyer to stay in AAA, you need Alex Bregman, Trevor Story, and Christian Campbell to all be performing well and on the field healthy. We've seen Christian Campbell have a rib issue recently. We've seen Trevor Story have, let's put it bluntly, injuries galore since joining the Red Sox organization. I think that it's going to be tough to make it to July, August without those things kind of forcing the hand. And I'm not saying Marcelo is a guy that you don't want to bring up unless those things happen. I just think that that's the path they want to take. Again, if it were me, I would find a way to get him up here sooner than that. We talked about this a couple episodes ago, but I will be monitoring Trevor Story's performance. He got back-to-back off days earlier this week, so we'll see how he looks for the month of May. He deserves plenty chance to find his footing and produce, but you know, if he's below average offensively and below average defensively, and you've got this whiz kid in the minors, then that's going to force your hand at some point. So whether it be injuries or that, June. I like June for it. And Roman Anthony maybe a little bit sooner. That one could get a little bit tougher to avoid. But anything else from you guys on Marcelo, on the interview, on him? He's not a first baseman. Don't think so.
No.
Anything else?
No, I hope you guys are right and I'm wrong. I think August, I don't hate it, but I would much prefer get that kid up here a lot sooner than that.
If you're right, that means a lot of stuff is going right or something's going. If you're right, that means that ideally it means that Bregman, Story, and Campbell are all healthy and playing really well and not guys you want to remove from the lineup.
Yeah, good way to look at it. That's true.
So, Pat, anything else from you before we wrap this thing up?
That's it.
All right. Well, we really appreciate Marcelo taking the time, jumping on with the fellas on this one. Looking forward to giving him his gift when he gets to the majors. We're not giving any hints, really, but it is Boston-based. That's what we do. We gave this guy the flannel in Portland last year, and then we'll get it out there when he's up there, and we give him his gift this year. But no hints. You'll just have to wait and see, and it'll be this year. So we appreciate him jumping on with the fellas and always being cool to us and being a good friend of the program. We love Marcelo Meyer on Play Tessie. But till next time, we will be back on Friday. But till then, remember, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You know the drill, 5 stars everywhere, all the platforms. Find us on YouTube, on WEI's channel. You can find the Play Tessie playlist there, which has all our episodes in video form. Remember to hit the thumbs up on all those videos. Subscribe to WEI on YouTube. And then, as always, you can find us on the social platforms at Play Tessie on all 3 of Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Get all the clips from all these interviews. Again, Joe Braverman doing an awesome job with these. So give those things a watch. Remember to follow. And yeah, for Sammy, Pat, Joe producing, again, shout out Marcelo for making the time and jumping on the pod with us. But it's Gordo here for Play Tessie episode 208. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.